Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to The Daily, and I'm your host, Amy Carlin. I've been thinking about change. Change is hard, but change is also an opportunity for growth and development. There are some changes in my own life that I've looked forward to that have only given me joy, like my wedding. There are others that were both scary and exciting, like going to college. Other changes have been almost exclusively painful, like when my parents divorced. But one thing each of these changes have in common is they each helped me to grow. No marriage is easy, but mine has always been joyful. That said, I had to change in order to accommodate another person in my life. I had to accept that my husband's priorities do not always match my own, though our highest priorities do usually align. We have to be emotionally available for each other, supporting each other, even where we are different. Going to college was another exciting change, but it was also a little bit intimidating. I could suddenly choose what to study and where I wanted to focus my energies. I had to have a little more self-discipline than at home, and I lived with some girls who did not share many of my values. But I learned to have more discipline, to stand up for what I believe in, and not to be ashamed of those beliefs. My parents' divorce was the hardest change I've experienced. We lost our financial security and moved away from all our friends. As time has gone by, however, I've also been able to recognize the blessings and growth that have stemmed from this change. I developed my own testimony of the love that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have for each of us. I developed faith in my Savior, my Father in heaven, and the plan of salvation. I discovered that I felt more joyful at church than anywhere else. I read the Book of Mormon and knew that it was true. I made many good friends in Utah and met my husband here. Embracing change can be terrifying, but it's also necessary. Repentance is change. Birth and death are both changes as we progress through God's great plan. Elder Marvin J. Ashton reminded us, "There is nothing so unchanging, so inevitable, as change itself." Yes, there is pain in change, but there is also great satisfaction in recognizing that progress is being achieved. We read in Alma that God changes our hearts and awakens us from a deep sleep, and in Romans that only Christ has the power to permanently change men's souls for good. After King Benjamin taught a sermon to the Nephites, the people declared, "Yea, we believe all the words which thou hast spoken unto us, and also we know of their surety and truth because of the Spirit of the Lord Omnipotent, which has wrought a mighty change in us, or in our hearts, that we have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually." Change is not only possible, it's necessary if we are to fulfill our divine destinies. Through the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can each face changes with courage and find strength and growth in them. We can come to embrace change. As Elder Ashton explained, when change is thought through carefully, it can produce the most rewarding and profound experiences in life. Thank you again for listening today. The Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.